An official from China's Ministry of Education recently said that future college entrance examinations would include both academic performance testing and a comprehensive evaluation. The reform aims to change the situation in which one's acceptance into college is decided solely by an academic test. An opinion piece on the website of Xinhua News Agency says theoretically the changes fit the requirement of quality education. However, reform of the test system alone may not be enough to achieve fairness for all students. The article says the educational gap between rural and urban areas is large in China. Many urban students enjoy better learning resources than their rural counterparts. Therefore, if college entrance criteria include a comprehensive evaluation, such as social work and range of knowledge, rural students could have a disadvantage. The writer thereby calls on the government to eliminate educational inequality between the city and the country first before reforming the exam system. A top organizing official says the 2010 Shanghai World Expo is expected to draw 70 million domestic and foreign visitors. It's expected to be a record high for an international event in China. Yu Zhengsheng, the vice chairman of the expo's organizing committee, says related departments are making every effort to not only attract more foreign investors, but to also get them to stay in China longer.
We will work out some supportive measures to attract more foreigners to visit the Shanghai Expo and travel to more cities in other parts of China.
Yu adds that the expo's theme of Better City, Better Life goes along with the country's massive urbanization process. The city has invested heavily to upgrade its transportation and urban construction ahead of the global event. So far, a total of 18,000 Shanghai households that were located in the expo area have been relocated, doubling their average household living area to 75 square meters. 12 metro lines covering 400 kilometers will be completed by the end of next year. China has released a set of penalties for those who manipulate government data. The move aims to revise the current law and make government data more credible. Ma Jiantang is the head of the National Bureau of Statistics.
The degree of punishment depends on different situations and consequences of the violations. The punishments include a warning, recording a demerit, or even removing officials from their positions.
The new regulation takes effect on May 1st. It will punish officials who manipulate or fabricate data, as well as units and individuals who lie about or conceal data. The government will also establish a public complaint hotline. China's top legislature discovered serious flaws during inspections in recent years.